ఓం శాంతి. ఇన్ దిస్ బాబాస్ యజ్ఞ దేర్ హ్యావ్ బీన్ నంబర్ ఆఫ్ పర్సనాలిటీస్ హూ హ్యావ్ లెఫ్ట్ దేర్ మార్క్స్ ఇన్ ద హిస్టరీ ఆఫ్ ద ఇన్స్టిట్యూషన్. And one such noble soul was Dadi Chandramani ji. I have been asked to tell a few of my experiences with her. We all know about Dadi Prakashmani ji, with whom I understand that most of you must have passed a few moments and must have got the remembrances of some of the very important events, because I feel that whenever we meet some of the Adi Atma, the souls who have been a part and parcel of the history and the institution right from the inception of the Brahma Kumaris institution since 1936 or so. Each and every moment which we have passed in the company of those souls, that leaves an imperishable ink in our mind. Dadi Chandramani ji, you see, in English we can say Chandra means moon, and Mani is the pearl, very important, very valuable one. So as her name was, Dadi Chandramani ji was very, very cool type of personality. If we define her physical personality, quite a good height, tall figure, ever smiling. At least I have not seen her at any time in some other mood than the smiling face. And such a noble soul she was, that the reflections, the vibrations one used to get from her was very powerful, very noble. Dadi, we can understand the importance of Dadi Chandramani ji, that when Baba established the yajna and gave the responsibility to 5 most senior Dadis in the year 1937 on, so Dadi Chandramani ji was one of those 5 souls. So right from the inception of the institution, she had played wonderful roles, wonderful parts. She was very clean and truthful by heart. And whenever she used to narrate about the history or about the persons who dedicated their lives, so Dadi Chandramani ji's family was one of the earliest families who devoted their lives along with Brahma Baba. Her father's name was Ratan Dada, And whenever she used to narrate the history, she will never say that my father was like this. He devoted himself and all his property, everything. No, Ratan Bhai, Ratan Dada, that's all. So up to a quite good length of time, we were never knowing that this Ratan Dada, what she has been referring, was her father. So such a soul conscious stage that whenever she used to see some of the souls, the other ones, they also used to feel that as they all have become the soul conscious. I came in her contact in about 1969. In January 18th, Baba left her body. And earlier also we used to meet whenever there used to be any program. But in very close contact, I came when a bhatti was organized for Kumars in about October 1969. At that time the bhatti used to be of 3 weeks, and there were about some 50-60 Kumars from all over India. I also had a good fortune and opportunity to be a part of that bhatti. And she was at that time I realized that she was a trainer par excellence. Though there are number of trainers in our yagya, but she was really very wonderful trainer, because whatever she used to say, she used to give the classes, she used to become the embodiment of that particular point what she has been narrating. And so it used to leave a permanent mark on the persons who have been hearing the class. So during that bhatti, and that was the period, 1969 was a period when after Brahma Baba left his body, so an environment in the yajna was prevailing that we used to feel as detached. Because at that time we never thought that Brahma Baba will go. We used to feel that in this confluence age, Sangha Yug, we all will go together. And Brahma Baba used to say, yes, this Sangham Yug, we all are playing the part and we all will go to the soul world. But we never realized that what Baba meant is that Baba will be waiting for us in the subtle world, Brahma Baba, and he will be playing the role from the subtle world, whereas we may have to play the role in this corporeal world. So at that time, that type of atmosphere, environment, so whatever in bhatti, she was the main teacher in our bhatti. And at that time, she used to tell about, first she realized, got us realized that we all are Sangham Yogi Brahmins. So you see the Kumars, etc., some of them they were studying, all were young of the age group, maybe from 16, 17 to some 25 or so, young persons. They were doing their job, some of them. So, some of them were having, because everybody was wearing the, used to wear the Laukik clothes. And as you know, different fashions prevail at different times. So at that time, first Dadi saw and got everybody realized that you all are first Brahma Kumars and then as Baba has sent you in that world to play the part. So first you are the representative, the ambassador of God. So our physical appearance, external appearance, our vibrations, our thought, speech, action, everything has to be very, very divine. And the first impression is from the clothes, from whatever we are wearing. So at that time, you see, now whenever I think of that one, we feel how Dadi, after a few classes, she converted mentally everybody, and those who have come from different parts of India, and some were having long hairs and different fashions, etc., what used to prevail. So Dadi asked everybody that whether you want to be a part and parcel of Baba's yajna or want to lead a just laukic life. And everybody was transformed within first week or so, that by heart everybody said that, okay Dadi, whatever you want. And then just it looked funny sometimes, Dadi called a barber and that everybody's hair was cut short, just to get them realize the physical appearance, that you all are BK first. And everybody felt so happy. And I know after that, so many years have passed till now, everybody, all of them, most of them, they are maintaining their this divine lifestyle. So that was the physical aspect of the thing. Similarly, in the clothing also. So accordingly, those who changed their clothing, and clothing means whenever we go to office, etc., so we have to wear. But by heart, you see, the clothes are not only white, our heart should be white. That's what Dadi used to emphasize. She was so clean by heart, you see. Same, whatever inside, whatever outside. And as we used to say in management, that you see, the one of the biggest quality of a good manager, good leader, is the power of listening. So she used to give the time, you see, she left her body probably in 1998 or so. And I had number of opportunities to be with her. So she used to give time to everybody, whomsoever wanted. She will listen their problem, if any, and then accordingly offer the solution. So listening makes one feel that Dadi is a part of her, you see, problem and solution. And whatever Dadi used to give the solution, everybody used to feel, yes, this is the very right solution, and that what I wanted in my life. So power of listening is such a thing that half of the problem is solved. And she was an embodiment of this power. This is one of the powers which I realized. Very calm and quietly she will be listening your problems and then accordingly offering the solution. Another thing which I felt in the company of Dadi ji, that I had the good fortune to be with her in her last trip. She was going to Bangalore, and from here, from this place, I went with her up to Ahmedabad. And we stopped at number of places, because there are two ways going to Ahmedabad airport, you see. One via Mehsana, Palanpur, etc., and other via Himmatnagar and Khed Brahma. We are having branches on both the routes. So I asked Dadi, I inquired, Dadi ji, from which route you have been going? So Dadi told, I have always been going via this Palanpur or Mehsana, that side. And she told that I have visited those centers all. So that time particularly we made the plan to go via another route, via Ambaji and Khed Brahma, Himmatnagar, where we are having another number of branches, and accordingly the branches, they were informed and they kept the program. We started one day in advance. So I remember that we reached one place, Ked Brahma, where the Brahma's temple is there. You might have heard the name. Brahma's temple in India are most very few, but two temples they are famous. One is at Pushkar near Ajmer, and another is that Ked Brahma. Name itself is Brahma. So that place is there, where Brahma Baba's temple is also there. It is not very far from here. One can go via that route and see the temples. So there at our center, sister have arranged that all the students come there. And at that time when we reached there, about 100 couples, they were there waiting for Dadiji. 100 couples, you see. So Dadi was so happy, and Dadi first gave them good drishti and then had a very, very powerful class on purity and on the lifestyle, what the couples, how the couples should lead. And very powerful class. And then Dadi asked Toli from her Brahmani, okay, give me Toli. So Brahmani brought some toli. Then Dadi told, no, that toli which I have been taking, so many Baba's young couples, they are in the Gyan and they are here. I want to get them fulfilled by the spiritual knowledge as well as from the toli. So I saw, though the Brahmani was a little reluctant because they were basically going to Bangalore side. But Dadi emphasized, no. Later on we will arrange for others one, but you bring such type of toli. So accordingly it was brought, and Dadi, with each and every couple, Dadi was there giving toli, asking their name to get them fulfilled completely. They were so much spiritually saturated, and they found that, oh, how much Dadi have got them fulfilled. So that what I saw, though our plan was there to stay for half an hour only, but Dadi passed 2.5 hours. And Dadi told, oh, these young couples, Baba always used to tell that these couples, they are my representatives, and whenever these couples, they go before sannyasis, saints, etc., they can tell, yes, purity, we are practicing purity in the life, and this purity is possible while leading a life of husband and wife. And this purity, how much vital, if the others say, it may not have so much impact as these couples, because they are the living and practical examples of purity. Then Dadi stopped at another place, Himmatnagar. And likewise, there was also a very, very big class. And just, I don't know, but Dadi was having that, okay, whomsoever used to come before Dadi, Dadi will think as, this is my practically the only meeting with these persons, these BKs, and I have to fulfill them whatever they want. And some of the brothers and sisters, they wanted some time from Dadi to have their personal problem, and Dadi did not take rest, though sister etc. told them, others, but Dadi told, no, I am not going to come here again and again. Whomsoever, whatsoever wants, I will give devote time. So you see, from here to Ahmedabad, we reached about maybe some 14 hours or so we took. But Dadi satisfied each and everybody. So that was the personality of Dadi. Whatever the time was at her disposal, she will utilize it minute by minute. Then I had the opportunity to be with Dadi also at number of times. And in the, if we go, if we see the history, so Brahma Baba used to send Dadi Chandramani ji wherever there was some sort of any problem. Say the troubleshooter, she was the troubleshooter of the institution. And she was the embodiment, such an embodiment of purity. Once she was narrating this one, her experience. There is one small place in India, Hapur, near Delhi, that side. And as early as in maybe some 1962-63, at that time when I just came in the Gyan, there was some problem. Because you see, our foremost practice is purity. And whenever if this purity comes to the knowledge of the persons, then naturally if the one of the two persons, one is not convinced about this purity, then there is likely to be having some sort of differences in the family. So there were some cases in that household where there were differences between the family, husband, wife, and so, and some of the differences have taken a very big shape, and the whole of the town got misunderstood that these Brahma Kumaris, they are teaching a knowledge which split the families, something like that. So there were some demonstration and some problem, big problems in that city. So Baba sent Dadiji there. And there government was also not fully convinced, because there were some persons, some other sects which were against our knowledge, this one. So they were fueling the fire. And what was the so much demonstration in the early part, in 63 or so. So many demonstrations from the public and other persons were there. So when Dadi went there, so Dadi, as I told you, she was so powerful. And that is why Baba has given her the name Shere Punjab. Do you understand Shere Punjab? Shere means the lion, lioness. And Punjab is one of the states in India, and which is very famous. That is a fighting where our number of brigades, military and other places, they are Sikh Sardar, Sikh regiment. They all belong to that state of Punjab. So Baba used to tell her, Shere Punjab means the lioness of Punjab. Very fearless person, Dadi was. So when Dadi went there, so the government wanted to know the truth, what it is. So the chief minister of that time, he has given the instruction, by you try to find out what is the root cause of the problem. So some CID and some other persons from the government, they used to come in the plain dress. And when Dadi went just to inquire, they were also, I am talking you some 40 years before the event of that time, something 46, 47 years. So at that time, so Dadi, when she went there, so some of the CID persons, Criminal Investigation Department, and some of the persons from the government side in plain clothes, they came. And just to know what is the reality of the purity, one person, the head of that person, he was just inquiring from Dadi. Dadiji, what is there? We have heard that your knowledge and you are splitting the families, and then the families quarrel among themselves, and this purity is only in the namesake, but purity, what we hear, it is not, something like that, so that Dadi gets something in sight. And during talking, he just touched Dadi, just the hand. So Dadi became so furious. And it was told by other persons because at that time they were also relatively much young. So Dadi got, how you dare to touch? You don't you know that purity is our first and the foremost requisite in our institution? And you can't do, I will just call the police. And Dadi, that person realized then, oh Dadiji, I'm sorry, because then he took out his identity card, you see. I am from the government side, I was instructed especially by the government just to find out, and that was one of the way of my finding that how much whether the purity is there in practice or not, and this was part of my duty, that what I did. And he explained Dadiji. And then he sent a very good report, yes, purity is there, and this is first and foremost requisite in this institution. And this, the other party, different other sects and other religion, they are inciting the people and they are creating the problems, but the institution is very pure, very fine, very nice, and he gave it a very good report. So you see, Dadi was really a troubleshooter. Wherever the trouble used to come, Dadi was sent by Brahma Baba and later on by our Dadi Prakash Maniji, you see. And Dadi was so much, you see, obedient. Right from the beginning, so much though these Dadi, they were contemporary. They all came at a time. And after Brahma Baba, Dadi Prakash Maniji took the reins. But since all were equal, Dadi Prakash Mani also used to give the respect and regard to other Dadis, because they all were of the same age group, contemporary, at the same time they have come. Just for namesake, Dadi Prakash Maniji was first among all, but all were equal. All means these Dadis, especially those who were in the forefront. So I remember one of the events, you see, Dadi's program was there of tour for one state. The program was finalized, the cards, etc., they were printed. But at some other places, some problem cropped up. And since this Dadi Chandramani ji, she was experienced, as I told you, she was most of the time used as the troubleshooter. So Dadi Prakashmani ji had to decide that Dadi should be sent to that place, to that state where there is some problem. So Dadi asked her. So she explained, Dadi, though my program is there of these places, as you have made it, but whatever you say, because you are now on the seat of Baba, and after Brahma Baba, you, whatever the Baba gets the work done through you, it is nothing but the Baba's command. So whatever you say, Dadi still asked number of times to see ki where, whether she wants to go, but she told, no Dadi, whatever you say, I will obey. So though all were equal, and if even for a single time if she would have said, no Dadi, my program is there, I must go there, but knowing the intensity of the problem, then Dadi sent her to that troubled space, and that program some other person was sent. So you see, the obedience was there in her so much that whatever Dadi will say, she will obey and she will do. So this was one of the biggest quality in Dadiji. Then in the last, when she was going to Bangalore, as I was telling you, I was told by the persons that when she left the body, just a few, half an hour before or 1 hour, she was talking with the landlord. You see, in that house, landlord was there on the ground floor, she was there on the first floor, and she was having otherwise a very good health. And then at the ground floor she was talking, laughing and discussing, giving the spiritual knowledge to that landlord and others. And then at that time suddenly she felt some pain in the heart, etc. She didn't realize. She went up, even the climbing the stairs went. And gradually the pain increased and so. And doctor was called, doctor tried his best, she was shifted to hospital, etc. But anyhow, that she left the body. But till the very last moment, as we used to say always, Brahma Baba was doing the service, till the very last moment, she was doing the godly service. And the landlord still remembers that person, that, oh, Dadiji, she has changed my life completely. I was not earlier believing in this one, but now I am so much convinced, and after on, later on, his life was changed completely, that family's whole life. So she always used to say that don't simply give the knowledge from your mouth, but always spread the vibration through your mind, your vibration should be so powerful through your activities and your lifestyle, the body language and other, each and every thing must work simultaneously at a time, so that the person concerned is gheraud, and he not only hears the knowledge, but he also becomes a part, an embodiment of the knowledge. And that what we have always seen, Dadiji, that she will speak, but as the words are coming from her mouth, but her eyes, they will radiate the energy. Her forehead, that will be radiating the energy. The body language will speak that, and how much loving she is. So that is why she was the Punjab, the state to which she was in charge. You see, she was in charge of almost the whole northern India at that time, the Punjab, Haryana, Himachal Pradesh and Jammu Kashmir, etc., Uttarakhand, like that. But such a big part she was in charge. And especially at that time, since it was the beginning of the spreading of the godly knowledge, Baba's service, so much opposition was there in the beginning. Our knowledge was not very well received by the persons, because it is a completely new knowledge and practice is also new, you see. But Dadi faced it so powerfully, so with peaceful mind, compassionate mind, that was one of the main reasons that she came out so much successful. Otherwise, during those time, it was very difficult to face the opposition from the people. So that was one of the biggest qualities of Dadiji. Then what we saw, that her organizational capabilities, they were really wonderful. She used to emphasize always, though Baba also said, that there are two parts. One is the knowledge of the self, giving the development, self-empowerment is one, and the empowerment of the others. But she will put always the self-empowerment first. Because unless we empower ourselves, unless we are pure ourselves inside and outside, truthful, clean, so that what she always used to say, not used to say, but she was an embodiment of the truthfulness. So since she herself was embodiment of truthfulness, and that is why whomsoever used to go, she will give a drishti and nobody will have the power to tell lie before her. Everybody will speak the truth of the problem. That was one of the biggest quality in Dadi Chandramani ji, and that is why she became almost the troubleshooter of the institution. So she always used to emphasize that be clean and clear inside, and once if this quality is, you see, practiced in the life, then everything will be very smooth in life. So this was, that is one of the biggest teachings. Then another thing was that Dadiji, she was so powerful, and in the bhatti, etc., in the classes and other thing, she will keep our Brahma Kumaris, the BK's rules and regulations above than anything else. And she will say that unless you practice these one in your life, there is not much use in spreading the knowledge, in giving the knowledge, because it will not be having any lasting effect on others. So cleanliness of the heart used to be reflected from her eyes, from her face, from her words, from her activities, and from almost whole of her life. I remember that at that time in 1996 or so, I am basically a petroleum engineer, and I used to work with one national petroleum company. And though I was in the knowledge, but as per Brahma Baba's direction, I was asked to continue in the job in different parts of India, and accordingly I was working. Then in 1996 or so, then Dadiji told, how long will you continue like that? Don't you now see that such a big Gyan Sarovar has come up, such expansion of services are there? Then, don't you feel that this is the time for you to relinquish your job and come here? So I told Dadiji, okay, I don't have any problem because I'm Kumar, bachelor, and my father and mother used to be with me earlier, but since a few years back they left the body. So I am now free, and as and when required, I am ready. So then, this Gyan Sarovar was under construction in 1994-5-6. And at that time, since I was based at Ahmedabad, I was fully involved in the construction and activities, and then Dadi Chandramani ji was responsible, I feel now, just to see that I leave the job and come here. So since 1996, when this Gyan Sarovar was completed, of course not fully completed, partially completed, then I am here, and just whatever the services are there, coordination of different activities, I am here. But I feel that for the transformation of my life, Dadi Chandramani ji was responsible. And that is why I feel indebted to her for whole of my life, that she saw that I am involved fully in the godly service. Though earlier also I was in the job, and wherever Baba has sent me in the job, my involvement was almost there. But you know, if we have to give some 8, 10, 12 hours for the external, the laukic jobs, naturally that much time we can't devote to the godly service. But the time had come probably, and when Dadiji left on her last trip, and she told me about this one, and then it was, I consider it my privilege to be with Dadiji in the last trip, and before that one almost 1 year here, and then accordingly I left the job and came here. So I know number of brothers and sisters to whom Dadiji convinced very easily that the time has come for you to devote your life fully for this noble cause. So I feel Dadiji transformed my life. And I also remember that at a number of places, whatever Baba used to say in Murli, Dadi was first to implement it. You see, during my job, I was transferred from Gujarat to Punjab zone, Dehradun. And Dehradun is there in the Punjab zone. So we are having various zones, as you are having RCOs and NCOs, different. So we are in India, we are having zones. So in that Punjab zone, I was transferred for 2 years. So at that time, when I was there in Dehradun, in Punjab zone, that provided me an opportunity to come closer and closer with Dadiji, because we used to meet almost every month or so. And at different various places, our meeting used to be there, some other program sometime bhattis, classes, etc. So at that time, in one Murli it came that, oh, to give this godly knowledge, this spreading the knowledge, you must make the arrangement to see that from aeroplane, the pamphlets, they are dropped, and from pamphlets, everybody will get the message. So in one Murli it came. And then she immediately called the meeting, and there, and we were going to organize one program in Jalandhar, one of the cities in Punjab, and she saw at that time that from the plane these pamphlets, they are dropped, and all the people get the message. Though number of opinions were there that whether it should be done or not to be done, because other pamphlets, etc., will be wasted. But she told, no, when Baba has said, then there must be something in it. And that what I saw. And one of the brothers, when the pamphlets were being dropped, so in one village, but a person, not village, but one town, one person was there. He was standing on the roof of his house and the pamphlets were being dropped. So he was looking after, and in his heart it came, oh, if that some pamphlets come to me directly and it comes to my pocket, then I will feel that the God has come. You see, everybody has got his own thinking and opinion. So that what that person now narrates, his experience, that though I was, just this thought came to my mind, but I was never sure it will happen. But from somewhere, they were dropped, and when the pamphlets, they are dropped, they will fly in the, most of these ones, they will fly. But anyhow, since Baba, he was having such thought in his mind, and that one pamphlet came, it directly came to his pocket, and from that day, he is one of the very sincere students of this Brahma Kumaris, and has helped the institution in number of other ways, because he is a big landlord and he developed various type of services in his zone. So you see, if something Brahma Baba, the Baba says through Brahma Baba or in Murli is there, we don't know beforehand what is there inside it, but once the service is done, then we come to know, oh, probably this may be the reason. That is why Baba says, because Baba is Trikaldarshi. Baba knows the past, present and future also, whereas we only know the past or present. About the future we don't have, but since Baba knows, and that is why these things. So Dadi used to implement whatever Brahma Baba will say, Dadi will immediately implement. That what we have seen in other Dadis also. So in Murli, sometime it looks like, oh, what a funny idea, what a thing, you see, impracticable it looks like sometimes. But Dadi was having so much faith in Baba's Murli, and that what we also got it. Yes, whatever Baba says, there must be something behind it, and we all must practice it. So these are some of the things which I recollect, and I feel that Dadi Chandar Maniji was such a great noble soul, and Baba number of times says, you also must have read it in Baba Sakar Murli, that sometimes Baba has said, oh, the which is the best death. We all have to leave the body, you see, isn't it? Whether we want or don't, but we all have to leave. But which is the best death as considered by Baba and Murli? How? Yes? Baba often says that heart attack, you see. So that once it comes and immediately one leaves the body, then that is probably the best one. And we have seen in Brahma Baba's case also. I had the opportunity to be here on 18th January, and we saw that Baba till the last moment, okay, Baba takes leave from the class, Baba left, went to his room, and just Baba had little just in and his hand in Dadi's hand, and Baba left the body. Similarly, Dadi Chandramaniji also. That what, though I was not there, but what is being narrated by the persons, the center in charge sisters and her Brahmani also, that it did not take much time that Dadi just leave. Nobody thought that Dadi is going. But because just a few minutes back she was discussing with that landlord and number of things and just sustaining that soul. But after that Dadi came, and then the pain came and she left the body. So this is the best, and as per the philosophy of karmas, the one who doesn't give, Baba says always, na dukh do, na dukh lo. So that is all of our practices. So even if subconscious state, suppose we are not 100% following this one, but if other way we see that if we are following this one in 100%, then probably in the last time when we are leaving the body, we will be leaving the body without any hitch. Not much, so that is the symbol probably that we are having nothing else in mind but Baba and only Baba. Because if too much problem and other thing is there, probably that problem will overtake us in the remembrances. So we don't know, but this may or may not be. But since Dadi's life, we know, Dadi Chandramani's and Brahma Baba's life, with no time, just immediately they went. So that what these Dadis, they have taught us through their life, through their teachings, through their practices, that in what manner we should behave, in what manner we should lead our life, and if we are really truthful and sincere, then we will definitely achieve the target for which we all are here. Okay? Om Shanti, Om Shanti.